Vandalism or a chilling reminder of America's racial past? Authorities in St. Louis say a series of fires at seven predominantly black churches in the region are linked in an area that's become a national focal point for issues of racial tension. The fires were set when the churches were empty and there have been no injuries reported. Officials are offering a $9,000 reward for any information that leads to the arrest of those responsible. Reverend Roderick K. Burton is the pastor of New Northside Missionary Baptist Church, where a fire broke out at the front door about a week and a half ago. Reverend, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
What is your feeling about what's going on in the community right now?
I'm troubled, very concerned for this, you know, series of events. Especially, I'm very concerned that whether things will continue or escalate.
And is this someone trying to trigger something? What do you think's happening here? Because it does seem as though these are related. The authorities say that these events are related.
I think, again, this is just my opinion, that it's someone who is having a mental situation. The nature of the attacks are, you know, it's kind of amateur hour, and I'm very grateful for that. But I feel like it's someone who is acting out against the churches for whatever reason. At the end, that I feel like that's what they'll find out.
Amateur hour, your choice of those words. That's interesting because it sounds like you've thought through this carefully rather than emotionally.
Well, with the exception of the church that I just found out about, the seventh church that was burned, I went to every location to take pictures and to leave a letter of, you know, showing our solidarity. And just by looking at what had been done, they all seemed to be just kind of like not a very intent attack. But in the case of the fifth church, there was catastrophic damage because just the nature of, you know, fire. So I'm hoping it stops, first of all. But as they continue, I'm just hoping they don't get any more sophisticated.
What was the mood at the vigil that you were at last night? And what was the turnout of the community?
The turnout was, it really overwhelmed me. I was surprised. The church was packed and many people from the community and from the faith community showed up. Even people who didn't describe the faith, they showed up to show their solidarity. They were concerned about someone messing with our freedom, the right to have religion and practice it or not practice it.
Did that say that the St. Louis area has moved forward in its ability to respond responsibly to these kinds of events? Or what does it say about how history has changed in St. Louis in the last year?
Well, at first I was very troubled because, you know, I'd been on television for about a week, the local media, trying to get the word out, trying to wake people up, and it seemed like there was just a big apathy. I didn't know whether it was Ferguson fatigue, but seems as if, starting with the black, because even the black community was a little bit lethargic in responding, but now it seems as if the community is rallying together, and that's very hopeful. We will see whether there's any legs, and I did challenge those who were at the service yesterday to be intentional about continuing to reach out to any victims and also being intentional about looking out for one another as a community.
And that's blacks and whites. And that's just projecting that we're all together in this, not we're all in our little enclaves.
Absolutely, John. Unfortunately, that has been a very tragic history. St. Louis always comes down as one of the most racially divided cities. And at some point, in order to push past that, people need to be intentional. And I challenge the faith community as a faith leader that we needed to be leaders in this. This tragic series of events could be an opportunity to turn that around.
Well, I wish I could be there with you this Sunday. I was in St. Louis just a week or so ago, and it was great to speak with so many community leaders. Reverend Burton, thanks so much.
Thank you.